Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
我们还没开始前，让我们向神祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你带领我们。
Thank you for all these brethren who have come to worship you.
我们为这些弟兄们来到你面前敬拜你，感谢你。
Father, may you wash us from all our sins.
愿主你洗净我们一切的罪。
May you fill us with thy Holy Spirit.
愿你的圣灵在我们心中动工。
May you help us to understand your truth.
帮助我们能够明白你的真理。
We pray that Lord, we not only hear, but also obey your word.
帮助我们不单是听你的话，也来遵行你的话。
Cleanse me from sin.
洁净我们一切的罪。
May you use me as your instrument.
帮助我们成为你的使用的器皿。
To do good works for you.
来为你做出行善行。
Bless our time together, for we ask it in Jesus' name.
祝福我们以下的时间，我们如此祷告，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
阿门。Before we start, I want to, on behalf of the session, like to wish everyone a blessed and joyous New Year.
在还没开始以前，要代表教会来谢谢大家今晚的参加出席。
I wish you a blessed Christmas and a joyous New Year.
也祝福大家一个圣诞蒙恩，还有新年蒙恩。
It is very good to see so many of you coming for this worship.
很高兴看到大家来到这里来敬拜神。
Just a few more days, we will enter into 2015.
还有几天，我们就要进入2015年。
I hope that 2014 has been a good year for you.
我希望2014年对你来说一个是美好的一年。
Yes. I know that many of you are from a faraway country.
相信大家是从遥远的国家到来。
And you must be missing your home.
相信你也很想念你的家。
And a special occasion like Christmas or New Year, how nice it must have been to be able to celebrate with the family.
特别是在圣诞和新年的时候，你可能会想，哎呀，只要在家能够庆祝，那有多好。
But you are here in Singapore.
但是你现在在新加坡。
You could have gone to Orchard Road or Marina Bay to celebrate.
或者你 有可能到这个乌节路或者是市区来庆祝这个节日。
But instead you have chosen to come here for worship.
但是你选择了来这里敬拜神。
I pray that God who loves you very much will encourage and strengthen you through his word tonight.
我的祷告就是愿全能的神他爱你来鼓励坚固你在今晚他借着他的话语。
Can we turn to the passage that we have just read?
我们来看刚才所读的那段经文。
I want to, from this passage, I want to share 5 lessons.
在这段经文要分享五个功课。
First one is, do not be afraid, trust God.
首先就是不要惧怕，让我们信靠神。
The second one is that we need each other to help each other.
第二方面就是我们需要彼此的来帮助。
And point number three is we consciously choose to strengthen others.
第三点就是我们常常的特意要来选择坚固彼此坚固。
And point number four is we rely on God's strength, not ours.
第四点就是我们要依靠神的力量，不是我们自己的力量。
And the last one is that we must remember God's promises are true.
最后一点就是我们要记得神的应许是真的。
Point number one is fear not.
第一点就是不要惧怕。
In this passage, we understand that David is going from one place to another in the wilderness of Ziph.
我们看到第一段的经文里面，大卫去到西弗的旷野。
This is about 30 miles south of Jerusalem. He's trying to stay away from.
这个是大约离耶路撒冷以南呢大约有30里，而大卫尝试要逃脱这个扫罗王的手。
Saul, the king of Israel, wants to kill David because he thinks that he's a dangerous rival for the throne.
扫罗王是当时以色列的王，他要杀这个大卫，是因为他认为大卫在当时是对他的宝座的一个威胁。
But Saul's son, Jonathan, who loves David, hears that he is in the wilderness, so he goes down to strengthen his hand in God.
而扫罗的儿子约拿单，他爱大卫，并且他听见大卫在旷野西弗旷野，就下到旷野那里去，来坚固他的手。
So his advice to David is fear not.
所以约拿单对大卫的劝勉是不要惧怕。
It is natural to fear.
惧怕是很自然的事。
David was afraid.
大卫惧怕。
Some people fear the dark.
有人怕黑。
Some fear lightning or thunder.
有人怕闪电打雷。
Some fear seeing blood.
有人怕见血。
Some fear losing their jobs.
有的怕失去工作。
Having no money.
或者没钱。
Growing old.
或者年老化。
Going into debt.
或者欠债。
Or getting physically sick or dying.
或者生病，或者将要死亡。
Like David, if someone is coming after your life, the natural thing would be to fear.
就如大卫一样，假如有人要追讨你的性命，你的自然的反应就是惧怕。
It is natural to fear, but chronic fear is unnatural for a believer.
这个惧怕是自然的，但是这个慢性的这个恐惧呢，却对信徒来说是不自然的。
Chronic fear indicates a lack of trust or faith in God.
而这个慢性的恐惧呢，是代表了缺乏对神的信靠。
Instead of God controlling the believer, fear displaces God from his heart, and fear now controls the believer.
与其让神来掌管这个信徒的生命，而这个惧怕呢，却掌管了这个信徒的心和他的生命。
So tonight, if we have any fear, the Lord tells us, "Do not fear."
今晚若是我们当中有惧怕的，神的话告诉我们不要惧怕。
He knows each one of us intimately.
神知道，深切的知道我们每一位。
He knows our needs and our desires.
他也知道我们的需要和我们所想要的。
He wants us to rely upon Him for.Wisdom, guidance, and blessing.
他要我们在我们的智慧，我们呢，在他的引导，还有他祝福里面来依靠神。
Bring your fears to the Lord tonight.
今晚我们把我们的惧怕带到神面前。
Whatever it is, pray to Him and place it at the throne of grace, and God will help you.
不管如何，我们在他面前把任何的事都带到神的施恩宝座前，而神就会帮助我们。
He will help you fight your fears and answer you in due time.
他会照着他的时间来帮助我们战胜恐惧，还有垂听我们的祷告。
God is stronger than our fears.
神是比我们的惧怕更加大。
There are three Bible verses to encourage you.
这些圣经的经文来勉励我们。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
我们看以赛亚书第41章第十节。
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee.With the right hand of my righteousness.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节说：“你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。”
And Isaiah 43 verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine.
以赛亚书四十三章第一节说：雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。
And Psalm 56 verse 4 says, In God I will praise his word, In God I have put my trust, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me.
在诗篇第五十六篇第四节说：我依靠神，我要赞美他的话。我依靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎样呢
？I can make a suggestion.
我在这里提出一个建议。
You can copy down these verses.
你可以把这些经文的这个抄下来。
And you can read them and meditate upon them.
你可以读，还有来思想这些经文。
And I know that God will help you to overcome those fears.
而知道神会帮助我们来战胜这些恐惧。
The second point is, we need to help each other.
第二点，我们需要彼此的来帮助。
Christians are family.
基督徒是在一个家庭中。
No matter what nationality you are.If you are a born again believer, you belong to the kingdom of God, and therefore you are family.
不管你出生在什么国家，你只要是重生得救的基督徒，你就是属于神的国度，所以你就是在神的家庭里。
Comrades in God's kingdom.
是在神国度里的这个伙伴。
The deepest saints and the strongest leaders need Christian comrades to strengthen their hands in God.
而这个最敬虔的圣徒，还有最强壮的领袖，也需要基督徒的伙伴来坚固他们在神手所做的工。
David was deep, David was strong, and yet David needed Jonathan.
大卫是一个很有深度，还有很有这个强壮的心的人，但是他也需要约拿单的帮助。
Christian comradeship is not just for the new believers, it is for every believer.
而基督徒的这个伙伴不单是为着这个新的信徒，也是为着所有的信徒。
David was a man after God's own heart.
大卫是合神心意的人。
He was a great warrior.
他也是伟大的战士。
He was no doubt superior to Jonathan in strength and intelligence and depth of theological understanding.
毫无疑问的，他是比约拿单在这个力量、智谋，还有在神学的基础上更强的。
But verse 16 says that Jonathan went and strengthened his hand in God.
然而在第十六节那里告诉我们，约拿单去，并且坚固他在神所的手所做的工。
No man is so strong.That he doesn't need to be strengthened in God.
没有一个人在主里面是不需要，是那么的强壮而不需要被坚固的。
And don't ever think that someone is so far above you that you can't be God's instrument to give strength.
不要以为有任何人比你更加优越，而你不可以成为神的器皿来坚固他。
If you know of somebody.
假如你认识某个人
，anyone, whether he is your subordinate or your superior, who needs encouragement or strengthening,
不管是你的上司或者你的下属，需要被鼓励或者是被坚固的
，pray and ask God and go and help the person.
来，让我们来为他祷告，来上前去劝他，来安慰他，鼓励他。
If you know someone who is fearful,
假如你知道某些人他们有惧怕
you can use those verses to share with the person and encourage the person.
你也可以用这段经文来与那个人分享，来勉励那个人。
Who knows? One day they will also turn to us and encourage us because we are fearful.
我们怎么会想到有一天他们也可能会用同一些经文来在我们惧怕的时候来勉励、安慰、鼓励我们呢
？In God's family, we need to help each other.
在神的家中，我们需要彼此的来帮助。
The point number three is we must consciously choose to strengthen others.
第三点是我们必须注意来选择坚固彼此坚固。
This is intentional.
这是特意要做的。
You look at verse 16. Jonathan, Saul's son, rose and went to David at Horesh and strengthened his hand in God.
在第十六节那里说，扫罗的儿子约拿单起身往那树林里去见大卫，使他依靠神得以坚固。
What a difference it will make in our church if when all of us walk in the morning, we will plan to strengthen someone's hand in God.
在我们的教会能够这样做是何等大的这个分别呢？当我们所有的人都在起来，早上起来，我们计划去兼顾某一些人的在神的手下所做的工。
Jonathan did not accidentally meet David in Horesh, but he planned to go and strengthen him.
约拿单并不是意外的碰见在树林里面碰见大卫，而是他有计划的到那里去来兼顾他。
The mark of Christian maturity is that you build into your life intention and the occasions to strengthen someone's hand in God.
而这个基督徒成熟的印记呢，标志呢，就是你愿意在就是在你的生命里面呢，特意的来兼顾某一些人在某一个时候。
Do you know of someone in need?
你是否知道某一些人他们正在有需要当中呢
？Someone who is fearful.
有一些人他们在惧怕当中呢
？Someone who needs help.
某一些人他们需要帮助呢？
And that you are able to help,
而你也有能力来帮助他呢
？Will you plan to say that God, I want to go and help the person?
你是否愿意计划来去说神啊，我愿意去帮助他
？When you do that, I know that the Lord will bless you.
当你这样做的时候，我们知道神会祝福你。
You see, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, He did not only minister to Himself.
耶稣基督来不是要受人的服侍
But he came to minister to others.
他来乃是要服侍人。
Christianity is a religion of help.
而这个基督徒的这信仰就是帮助的，对其他人的帮助。
If we will only open our eyes, we can see many needs.
假如我们愿意打开我们的眼睛，我们会看见周围都有许多的需要。
So whose hands?Are you going to strengthen in God today?
今天你要帮助在主里面要帮助什么人的手呢
？Who are you helping to fight the battle of faith?
你要帮助谁来为这个信仰来征战呢
？May the Lord open our eyes to see who we can help.
愿主开我们的眼睛，看见我们可以帮助谁。
Point number four is we rely on God's strength and not ours.
第四点就是我们要依靠神的力量，而不是我们自己的力量。
The strength we are to give each other is strength in God, not in ourselves.
我们要帮助其他人的力量是在于神，而不是在于我们自己。
Verse 16 does not say that Jonathan came all the way to Horesh.To strengthen David's self-confidence.
在第十六节不是讲到约拿单老远的来树林来见大卫，是帮助他建立他的自信。
He didn't.
不是，他不是。
It says that he rose and went to David at Horesh and strengthened his hand in God.
而那段经文是讲到约拿单起来叫树林见大卫，是要兼顾他。他的在主里面手所做的工。
This is the difference between Christian comradeship and worldly support groups or other self-help groups.
这就是基督徒的这个这个同工的重要的分别，就是与这个世界的这个支持者或者是帮助自己的这些团体的分别。
In Christian fellowship, we point each other to Christ.Not men for help and strength.
而在基督徒的这个团契里面呢，我们是帮助彼此呢，把我们的眼目来转向基督，而依靠基督，而不是依靠人来得帮助、得力量。
There is a paradox here.
在这里有一个反合性的这个教导。
On the one hand, I say I need you.
在一方面说，我需要你的帮助。
God has appointed you as a means of grace to help me endure to the end.
神来指定你成为一个恩典的这个工具，来帮助我忍耐到底。
But on the other hand, I must say that the only way you can really help me is by saying something or doing something that will cause me to depend on God and not on you.
然而在另外一方面，我却说你所能够真正给我的帮助是借着你所讲所做的，使到我呢更人能够来依靠神，而不是依靠人。
So our help is from God and is actually not from man.
所以我们的帮助真正而言不是从人而来，乃是从神而来。
We are but God's instrument of help.
我们只不过是神使用我们帮助其他人的这个器皿。
Everything is done for God's glory.
我们一切所做的都是为着神的荣耀。
We have to depend on God and not on ourselves.
我们必须来依靠神，而不是依靠人。
In all our efforts, our walk, our love, and our lives must be done for the glory of God.
在我们尽的一切的努力之下，我们所行的，我们所爱的，还有我们的生命，必须都是为着神的荣耀。
Therefore, our fellowship must be God-centered in all we do. In coming together, our comradeship, our friendship, it must be a friendship for Jesus.
所以我们在主里的这个团契必须做所做的每一件事情，在一起我们的同工，我们的这个主里面的弟兄的姐妹的感情，必须都是为着主，还有以神为中心。
The final lesson is to remember that God's promises are true.
最后一个功课我们要学的就是神的应许是真实的。
In verse 17,Jonathan said, Fear not, for the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you. Saul, my father, also knows this.
在第十七节那里，约拿单对大卫说，不要惧怕，我父扫罗的手必不加害于你，你必做以色列的王，我也做你的宰相，这是我父扫罗知道了。
You shall be king over Israel. How does Jonathan know that?
So, 约拿单怎么知道大卫会做以色列的王呢？
It is most likely that he has been told about the event in Samuel chapter 16, verse 12.
很可能的就是他约拿单可能知道这个撒母耳记上16章12节那里所记录的事情。
I'd like you to turn to 1 Samuel 16.11 to 13.
我们来看这个撒母耳记上第十六章第十一到十三节。
I'll ask Brother Job to read.
我会读撒母耳记上第十六章第十一到十三节，那里说，撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有个小的，现在放羊。撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。第十二节，耶西就去打发人去叫了他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他，你起来膏他。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油和他在他诸胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫，撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。
God anointed David to be king over Israel.
而神膏大卫做以色列的王。
So the way Jonathan strengthened David's hand in God was to remind him of this promise that God had made.
而大这约拿单来兼顾大卫，是借着提醒大卫这个应许，就是神要立大卫为王。
Saul could not succeed against David because God was for him.
而扫罗不能够胜过这个大卫，因为神与大卫同在。
So Jonathan strengthened David's hand in God by reminding him of his destiny in the purposes of God.
而约拿单坚固大卫的手呢，在主里面呢，是借着提醒他在神目的里面所要达成的这个目标。
Do you know your Bible?
你是否读神的话语呢？
Do you know the promises of God?
你是否了解神的应许呢？
That what is going to do in your life?
会在你的生命中有什么成就吗？
What he's going to do in the world?
在神的话在这个世界又会如何的来应验呢？
Can you quote the Bible?
你是否能引用圣经吗？
We must read the Bible and we must claim the promises of God.
我们必须来读圣经，并且来引用神的话语。
It is only by knowing the word of God and knowing his promises that can give us confidence and hope in 2015.
我们只有借着来认识神的话和的应许，我们才能够来从容面对2015年的挑战。
I'd like you to draw your attention to Deuteronomy 31:6.
我们来看《生命记》第31章第六节。
It says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, He it is that doth."Go with thee, he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
生命记第31章第六节说，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Do you believe this?
你是否相信呢？
That God is with you.
神与你同在。
Every moment and every second,
每一分每一秒
that he will not fail you,
他不会撇下你
that he will not forsake you,
他也不会丢弃你
Do you believe that?
你是否相信呢？
And this is what God promised.
而这就是神的应许
We must believe.
我们必须来相信
And then Psalm 23 verse 1 says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
而诗篇第23篇第一节说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Is God your shepherd?
神是否是你的牧者呢？
Do you recognize that you are a sheep in God's pasture?
我们是否认知我们是主所牧养的羊群呢？
God is a good shepherd.
神就是良善的牧人
He will not abandon his sheep.
他不会离弃他的羊群
If you are lost, God will go and find you.
假如你是失丧的，神会寻找拯救你
He will save you, he will protect you.
他会拯救你，他也会保护你
He is not like man who will abandon his sheep.
他不是像人那样能够撇下他的羊群
Do you believe that?
你是否相信呢？
How deep is your faith in God?
我们在神的信心有多深呢？
Is he your good shepherd?
他是否是我们的良善的牧人呢？
If he is your good shepherd, then the truth is you will not lack anything.
假如他真是我们的好牧人，真实的情况是我必不致缺乏。
God will not fail you nor forsake you.
神不会丢弃撇下我们。
This is the God whom we worship.
这就是我们所敬拜的神。
So we can strengthen each other's hand in God by reminding each other about the promises of God that are especially suited for each other's needs.
所以我们可以以神的应许来彼此的提醒，彼此的坚固，特别是针对我们个人的不同的需要。
When we read our Bible daily,
当我们读神的话语时，
I believe God will speak to us from His Word.
我相信神会从他的话语对我们说话。
You can use that message that God has encouraged you and you share with other people.
我们也可以用神所给对我们说的话来勉励其他人。
And that person, when you share with, you know, you'll be encouraged and strengthened.
那个你所分享的那位，他也会得到鼓励和坚固。
And Jesus says that we will be a fountain of living water to refresh and strengthen the hands of our brethren in the Lord.
而耶稣基督也说，我们会成为这个活水的泉源，来滋润、更新我们在主里的弟兄。
So I hope that you will be a fountain of living water.
盼望我们每一位都是耶稣基督所要成为的活水的泉源。
That we can refresh other people, especially our brethren.
使我们能够更新其他人的这个我们特别是我们的弟兄们。
So the Lord is saying to us this night.
所以今晚神对我们说话。
Come, let us strengthen each other's hand in God.
来吧，让我们在主里面彼此的来坚固。
So in conclusion, let us not be afraid of the coming days, but let us completely commit them to the Lord.
所以让我们不要害怕未来的日子，让我们完全的将我们的未来都交托于神。
We can have hope and confidence in 2015 because of who God is.
因为我们所认识的这位神，所以我们在2015年会有这个确据，还有这个盼望。
Let us realize that we need to help each other.
让我们了解我们需要彼此的来帮助扶持。
Let us make a commitment and to participate and contribute in any way we can so that we may strengthen each other in the Lord.
让我们在主里面学习彼此的来扶持和坚立。
Let us rely on the power of the Holy Spirit and claim all His wonderful promises to help us in all our endeavors.
让我们来尽我们所能的，靠着主的圣灵彼此的坚固再让他的应许在我们的生命中得成全。
Let us do it regularly, consistently, and lovingly as unto the Lord, out of a willing heart, cheerful heart, and obedient heart.Giving all glory to God.
让我们常常的、固定的、特意的，在主里面为着主做，来有一个欢喜快乐的心、顺服的心，将一切的荣耀来归于神。
So I want to wish you again a blessed Christmas and blessed New Year.
所以在这里要祝大家一个蒙福的这个圣诞，还有蒙福的新年。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿主祝福保守我们。
The Lord make His face to shine upon you and give you peace.
愿主的脸光照我们，赐我们平安。Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Father, for being with us.
感谢主，你与我们同在。
Thank you that you loved us and you are the good shepherd.
感谢主，你是好牧人，并且爱我们。
Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that we need not fear because you are with us.
感谢主，你提醒我们不要惧怕，因为主与我们同在。
Thank you that you tell us that we need to help one another.
也感谢主提醒我们要彼此的帮助。
And this is to be intentional.
而这样的帮助是特意要做的。
And that God, we do it not in our strength, but in your strength.
主啊，我们如此行，不是靠自己的力量，乃是靠主的力量。
That all glory must go back to you.
所以我们就要将一切的荣耀都归于你。
And that Lord, we must remember all your promises to us.
求主帮助我们，你所给我们记得我们主你所给我们的一切应许。
So that Lord, we can strengthen one another in the Lord.
使我们能够在主里面彼此的来坚固。
open our eyes to see.
打开我们的眼睛来看。
What the needs of others are.
看到其他人的需要在哪里。
Give us the wisdom and the strength to help.
赐给我们智慧与力量来帮助。
We commit ourselves to you.
我们将我们交托于你。
And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢赞美你，乃是奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.